Once he's forgetting that he's a Muslim and he's representing Islam, when he's doing the dealings with a non-Muslim, he's actually representing Islam. He's forgetting everything and he's just serving this money. This money is becoming his greatest worry. So may such a person be destroyed. Well, Qatifa, that person who's worried about clothing, he's only worried about the velvet cloak. In other words, he's so preoccupied with he must look nice, his impression, he must appear to be nice. This is his overriding concern. The next thing, he must be worried about his spread. In other words, his carpets and the way his layout and the way his office is laid out, the way his house is laid out. All these things are his overworrying concern. So these things, they cause him to act in a different way from what a Muslim should act. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining, in U'atiya radiya, such a person, when he is given these things, now he is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is happy with the decision and the hukam of Allah. In other words, a Muslim is supposed to be happy with Allah Pak in every condition. Whether it's adverse, whether it's in his favor, whatever the condition is, he should be happy. But such a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's actually cursing such a person. May such a person be destroyed. That when he's getting all these things in his favor, then he's happy. But the moment it's not happening the way he wants it to happen, that money is not coming in as he expected it to come, and as he was hoping it to come, and these clothes and this, not the necessities, but the luxuries of life he wanted to come, they're not coming as he expected it to come. When he doesn't come like that, lam yarda, now he starts getting angry with Allah Pak. Why Allah Pak is causing this to happen to me? Why this is happening to me? Why this keeps on complaining? So such a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, such a person, maybe he be destroyed. That his whole gham and his fikr and his worry now, instead of it being akhirat, it's dunya. And in today's hadith, a short, beautiful hadith, we look at what the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. What was his style? Instead of taking for himself, he spent on others. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لقد رأيت 70 من أهل الصفة ما منهم رجل عليه رداء إما said that I had seen 70 people from the people of Sufa. Sufa, we know, was that platform, the raised platform. When we go to Medina Sharif, we more or less see that location where Sufa was, very close to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the first madrasa in Islam. First madrasa was the Sufa. The poor Sahaba who didn't have a place to stay, didn't have shelter, didn't have a home. They were extremely poor. They would come stay here and they would learn from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the madrasa. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would get, he wasn't worried about himself. Like the previous hadith we've seen, if the whole mountain of Uhud was converted into gold, I wouldn't want to keep one with me too. So what he would do is, whatever would come to him, he would spend on these people. He'd be happy. Sometimes we find it so hard to keep even one person, new Muslim by us, so that we can teach him Islam. We find it difficult. But here, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is saying that I saw 70 of the people from the people of Sufa. In other words, I saw a great number explaining to us what he had seen about them. A great number. It wasn't that just one or two I saw. I saw from them 70. And then he said, ma minhum rajulun alayhi ridan. There wasn't one of them that had a proper kurta, like what we know, kurta flowing. There wasn't one from them that had. Imma rida, either this person had an upper garment that just concealed, and he explains later on what type of, either this person had a, like an upper garment that just covered him, imma izarun, or he just had a lower garment, in other words, from the navel till the knee, that's it. So either he had one little bit bigger that covered the top and it covered the knee, or he had one from the navel to the knee, wa imma kisaun, or this person had such a cloth that came slightly higher, qad rabatu fi a'naqihim, that he would tie that cloth from his neck. So he would tie it from his neck and he'd allow it to flow. That was فَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ نِصْفَ السَّقِينَ. And he's explaining how this thing would tie it from the neck. It would, some of it would come till half of the shin. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ الْكَعْبَيْنَ. And some would come to just by the ankles. فَيَجْمَعُ بِيَدِهِ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَن تُرَى عُورَتُهُ. And then what they would do, whoever had this type of a cloth that he would tie around his neck and it would come down flow, he would actually gather it and hold it together, fearing that no part of his private parts must become exposed. In other words, so little cloth they had to cover themselves. They didn't have one that they can have in the bottom, like how we have a kurta pants and a kurta on the top, and then on top other clothes. They had one thing that he could just tie, and that would hold it together tight, so that the private parts don't become exposed when they're moving, when they're walking, etc. So he's saying this was the condition of Sahaba. This was the condition of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's how they would live. Can we imagine the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would happily keep them there? What he got to eat, he would share with them, and he would teach them, and he would impart knowledge. So not only was he giving them free madrasa, he had given them free accommodation, and he had given them food, and what he could manage, he would give, and other Sahaba would also come and share with these people. But this was the style of Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wasn't one of continuously fighting and bickering and trying and getting more, but one of sharing and caring and seeing how others can benefit like how we benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us these beautiful qualities so that we may bring it into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.